very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, September 30th, 2016. This is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change's 17th anniversary.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday to Friday from 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change's 17th anniversary.
The country's main opposition movement for democratic change turned 17 this year. In a statement released today, the party said, quote, "All roads lead to White City Stadium in the city of Kings and Queens on Saturday, October 1st, 2016, as MDCT holds its 17th anniversary and birthday celebrations."
But what are the successes and failures of the party led from birth by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai?
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hamwadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve bato rinopikisa reMDC. Tida kuti tinge tichitarisa kuti kubva zvarakaumbwa makore gumi nemanomwe apfuura. Pane zvarakwanisa kuita here zvamuri kuona uyewo ndezvipi zvakundikana bato iri kuti ringe richiita. Mangwana pane hurukuro yandakaita nava Morgan Tsvangirai chabuda panepfenyuro yedu kutanga na 7 tichitarisa maonero avo nemamiriro akaita zvinhu mubato reMDCT. Get
yebambe zuranda valinga lichona njani lapeli kona tinanga pa Lord Blessings yaphila sibula kuzwayo ye esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje ke yiloko kuthakazelelwa MDC esifikiseke iminyaka elijumi lesikhombisa 17th anniversary. Loko kukanya kwenzakala khona ngale eWhite City Stadium kobulawayo. Kukanya nje abantu abaningi sibili bazimisela ukuthi baye khona ngale bethakazelele ukuthi iMDC sile iminyaka A17. Kodwa ke umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi lokho ke yabunjwa kweMDC kambe senzani? Siyawazi yakatesi kuthiwa iMDCT kodwa ke sikhangela okwenziwa iMDC. So sifuna ukuza ukuthi bazaxakulula udaba lolu balubeke njani. Yeah, kunja lokufoda.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Shakespeare Amawuswa. He is based in Zambia at Mlungushi University. He's a lecturer there in the Department of International Relations. He was also a lecturer at one time at the University of Zimbabwe. Mr. Amawuswa, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Hamawuswa, it's good that you've joined us. So tell us, what do you think about the MDC marking 17 years of existence?
Yeah, what I think, the 17 years, it's something that is a milestone for the movement of democratic change. But the 17 years, as we see, they've been marked by some successes and failures, especially when we look at the main focus of a political party. You find that a political party, it differs from other associations because its primary or ultimate goal is to seize political power from the ruling party. It seeks to form a government. So what we have seen is that the MDC, since it was formed, it has managed to send members to parliament to take control of major cities, but it has failed to capture the power, which is actually the major issue that is actually being asked by many people, that is MDC going to remove Zanu-PF from power. But when you also look at bringing some positive developments to the way things are, politics is done in Zimbabwe, there are a number of things that were brought into existence by the MDC. Its members of parliament, they have brought some recent debate in parliament. During their time, there are certain policies that they have challenged the Mugabe and his regime. Those things Mugabe could enjoy without that vigorous challenge from the opposition. There are a number of laws that the MDC tried to challenge, although ZANU-PF would use some extrajudicial powers to get its way. But we have seen the MDC trying to bring some recent debate in parliament. We have also seen the MDC making a major contribution to the constitution-making process, where you find, even if you read the constitution that we have today, from the preamble, you find the language which is there. It is reflective of the ideals that the MDC has been pursuing since its formation. Then when you also look at the 2008 elections, where Mugabe was defeated by the MDC's leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, You can also see that MDC was almost taking control of the government. In this, I would credit that victory in 2008 to the Save Zimbabwe campaign, where Movement for Democratic Change worked together with other civil society organizations and other political parties, where they forced the government. After that, they entered into negotiations with the ruling party. And this happened just 2 years after the 2005 elections, and they managed to force Mugabe to the negotiating table. So when you see all those things and how Mugabe has been using Machiavellian tactics to retain and maintain power, you would see that MDC has managed to force Mugabe to come to the negotiating table. And the elections that took place in 2008 were almost free because of the negotiations that preceded those elections.
Mm-hmm. But what can the MDC learn from other opposition parties in Africa? I know you've written about opposition in South Africa and also in Zambia. In Zambia, for example, the opposition has managed to actually win elections and lead the country. What can the opposition learn?
Yeah, there are a number of issues that can be learned from other opposition parties, like in Zambia. For example, you find that in Zambia, the opposition, especially after Kaunda declared Zambia one-party state, the opposition groups, they have worked together with civil society organizations, and they managed to push, they seized the opportunity that was there, and they managed to push Kaunda out of power. But then when you look at in Zim now, the situation is somehow a bit complicated, to the extent that when people assess the role of civil societies and the opposition, it somehow seems as if they are failing to fight the ruling party, because in most cases there is a network between the ruling party elites and the military, something that is not the case in some countries like Zambia. But again, there is need now, maybe for the opposition, for the movement for democratic change, to consider re-engaging if some of those key stakeholders who were part of the constitutional making movement, which opposed the 2000 referendum. So you find that in 2000, the MDC and the civil society groups were actually working together. But things have changed, especially during the inclusive government. So I think the opposition will learn how they are also going to work with the civil society groups, not only when they are in opposition, but when they also come to power. The strategies will definitely change so that the disgruntled members will come back. There is also need for the movement for democratic change to start by re-engaging those people who have moved away from the MDC to come back, so that when they negotiate with other political parties, they would have shown the world that they are capable of resolving their own conflicts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the MDC, the country's main opposition party, which has turned 17. Gibbs, go on.
Yes, slow baba ke utry moyo. Sakubona baba moyo.
Yebo baba linjani.
Sipili kakhulu moyo ungaphi kwankhona.
Hayi yayizindaba ye-NDC. I-NDC right ma ingayenza i-celebration yaleyo mnyaka, ngoba kusothi sesizame isikhathi sesiside kakhulu siloko sizame ukuthi ngabe siyathola umbuso, kodwa kuyehlula ngendlela zokurojwa.
Kodwa ubona ngazani-ke izazingene yini embusweni i-MDCT?
Ma ingabambana ingathi izangena.
Utshoni khonapho?
Ngisho ukuthi ma ingabambana ndamanye lamanye amasemba aphikisayo babe into eyi-one.
Kodwa
bangangena embusweni.
Kodwa kungenzakala khonokho, siyakhumbula ukuthi baba bonke phela, akuzange kwenzakale phela khonokho.
Kungenzeka babambane, kungenzeka ma bengabambana kungenzeka ukuthi bakhiphe izano embusweni.
So ke ubatshelani namhlanje ke abantu abalandela i-MDC?
Mina ngithi abantu njengoba siya kukhetho ngo-2018, abantu ngabake bavula amehlo bavotele i-MDC.
Wena ume njani ukhula ngale kwe-MDC phela?
Mina vele ngivela njani ngisuka phansi ngiyizaphu, kodwa-ke kwathi ngokuhlanganiswa kwena fika ngaphuma ngendlela zokubulawa ngigugu rawundi.
So nxa sikhangele-ke baba moyo, sesibona ukuthi i-MDC iyabile 17 years. So nxa isile 17 kolapho ubona zani izajova futhi okweminyaka emingaki ozethi ithole?
Into ehlupha i-MDC i-1 kwehlukana kwabo. Ukwehlukana kwabo yikho kubadiliza ukuthi bangakwanisi ukuthi bawine, ngoba abanye omunye selabanye.
Ye, kunjalo ke baba. Ye, valelisa ke uZulu ukhuluma nge-MDC uqede khonapho.
Bengitshela nje abantu uma kusitsho ukuthi kuyiwe ekhethweni ngo-2018, abantu ke besukume bavotele i-MDC, kabakhangele isimo esikiswe njengamanje ukuba sithwele nzima kangakanani, asilakudla, asilamsebenzi. Abantu abethi bayaboshwa bebhikitshela ukuthi bona kwakhulumelana iqiniso.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu-ke mnumzana moyo, ungadinelwa kusasa bakho.
Alright, ngibongile kakhulu baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So that was Mr. Try Moyo. He was saying that he is happy that the MDC will be celebrating 17 years tomorrow. And he says, you know, people should actually back the MDC in the 2018 elections. Because the majority of citizens are very unhappy about what is going on right now. And he says, what is killing the MDC is disunity. He says, if all the MDC formations come together, they are likely to actually take over from the ZANU-PF government.
Tine mwe mtereri, mkoma Brian, varugu South Africa. Makadi mkoma Brian.
Mwene para.
Ai, watirina, nitipe upungwa zenyu.
Okay.
yeah, MGC 17 years back was very sick. At least I look up hope for now in Zimbabwe because at that time we made it for you. Yeah, I remember the Rutonga and the Massimba MGC Ramakutari Road. You remember the land of those in Gora, some of them Sangrai, even in Rondo Zao. He is a trade union in February. So, Bagman has a chief. The owner of these of this. I want to program for Shan Sajisim Babu. Bangu, I see that even if that is yet to tell me such a hoga pinda, Bagunda, Vamchief, because of Ramba, because one was studying or who are in the Mastibagu Majori. So, don't go to it. Change is not easy in the process. Saga Barbuta is all alternatives with no party to keep in them power. I wish I had 15 bagana with a very old. I could be who that has been done in the Hundar Nyara Saga. The Spanish Hawa chief was really in the Zuru Nebara, Motari Barudo, Milan. So, really, Firepaka rigged on my elections at 2008, people like 2013. I am with my parties together size in Sadagi. And upon me, baby, most of the Mona Nari Namu. Anani yama changa isi ya dhoka kugorongoza ya kutanga zeo nda soa kwangira hii asata mbo zodi wani chipata hoti nuu kita zenu isi ya nama milisia hizi ni muharari we mkawona chupangano chumunga chiri alayi ndi kubate uriro uri kutongare zanu totura maasoja mafurisa so tunuti wanoi Zimbabwe hii pati kana nga achafoma achafoma wame mapati hanu fana kutari zarudo tunuti kwa nge pati the MGC, especially if you come in over Tangirai. In the Mammy, Yakaita, the Garo, Rawanda, Mamea, Viroma, Kanzera, my MC, Assis, Katarapana, Pambo, the Varuba.
I want to not tend as Kurum, Koma Brian, Nupinda, Michurongachedu.
Yeah, I got not the Lawasingiri and Lasalus, I hope. I think leadership MGC is high, of course, banned my decisions, but they are not in a penetrator, say, the reading mechanism. Yes, I'm okay. I just stand on as I just stand on the mayor. You know, more importantly, my elections in the RNG. Not to go to my elections, ask us if it is just a farmer said, was one of Zimbabwe, the work of them. It was the battle, no, no, the battle, no hope, the battle with Darren Yarrow. Another one is the same thing go battle. So to notice Gawarambo is under the Zimbabwe because it's a system. Those system in Ripon, you know, in Mungo, the Serazilok Mashu, Paravan Mashu, Mavaka, Guta, Obabu, Rafa, Hope, Evan, the Gubiakumeta who made for my elections, we have one more, what Zonga Nika has seen, what has.
I want to note in the tinotenda zvikuru ngotira kuti titore vamuvateereri asi tinotenda zvikuru. Brian Day in South Africa is saying that the MDC is actually commending the MDC for not resorting to violence as is now happening in Mozambique between Frelimo and Renamo. He's saying that at least there is no war in Zimbabwe. That should be commended, but he's bemoaning the what is alleging to be the rigging of elections. He's saying that the MDC must work with other parties to ensure that elections are free and fair. Tina Samanyanga wari ku Botswana, makadi Samanyanga. Samanyanga.
Hello, Drew Wounds, guy.
Eh, Paris Epa Botswana and Dimami Independence.
Aiwa pa Botswana pari right, tiri kufara that pitoji gama keke tichifarira independence yamwedu ya.
Aiwa zvinodakadza. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nekusvitsa makore gumi nemanomwe ku MDC.
Ini pfungwa dzangu semaonera anoita ndinoona kuti MDC ibato ranga rine rutsiguro rwakawandisa zvakanyanya kubva zvayakaumbwa. But dambudziko ratinaro mapato anopikisa. Ndinokuti pane problem yekuti ZANU PF irikuratidza kuti iri pamberi chaizvo pamastrategies ekugona nawo kuti vambunyikidze maopposition parties. Chikonzero chandiri kuona chiri kuitika ndechekuti matactics ari kushandiswa nemaopposition parties. ma tactics anoshandiswa munyika inenge ine democracy. Ivo vari kutoratidza kuti vari kutoti tiri kutori munyika ine democracy zvakaita vanana Botswana nana Zambia nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro. Nepo munyika mavari kutambira tsoro dzavo idzi munyika musina democracy. And the way yavari approach yavo haiwirirani, haipindirani nesituation iri munyika. For example, ine hangu handiifariri hangu kuti tingataura nyaya yekuda kuti tiite zveviolence munyika kuti nokuda kwekuti ndo zvirimo mastrategies avo ngavachiashandura iko zvinezvi zviratidze kuti zvavari kuita zvinoratidza kuti vakuda kuunza democracy munyika. Munyika hamuna democracy zvokuti tinoti handei kumaelection tozobvisa vamugabe handei kune tiite mademonstrations kana tichinge zvazodai zvazoshata tinoenda kumacourts and whatever. Hazvishande zviya. Dai vanga vari vamwe ngavachiita nokuti chinonzi politics kushandisa njere kuti tingaite sei kuti tibudirira apa. Zvino njere dzedu tikadzishandisa nenzira isiriyo tinongoramba tingori muopposition 50 years dzakaiswa muno Botswana idzi tinonodziite dzinoitika muZimbabwe vachingori muopposition varuma.
Tinotenda zvikuru samanyana.
Vashandise njira dzinoratidza kuti zvechokwadi vakura because kana tichienda nyangwe kufootball tinonyatsoona makochis achitarisa kuti timu yatinotamba nayo yakamira sevanotumira espy kunoongorora kuti timu iyi iri aggressive sei inotamba sei kuitira kuti vachinje mutambiro vatambe zvavangofanana vachingoramba vachidzokora zvimwe chete asi vanoshandisa tactics inoenderana netimu yavari kunotamba nayo.
Tinotenda samanyanga nguva yedu
kuti hambofa vakabudirira pamaitiro avari kuita asi yakawanja
samanyanga
iri pamberi.
Tinotenda zvikuru samanyanga. You heard there Gibbs from samanyanga. Of course, we want our listeners to be as brief as possible so that yes. we can get the chance to talk to other listeners. Mm-hmm. But Samanyanga, essentially what he's saying is that the MDCT must change its tactics. Mm-hmm. You know, he says even in soccer, you send out spies to spy on other teams mm-hmm. and you adjust your tactics accordingly. But he's saying that their problem is... it appears they are a one-trick pony, and there's mm-hmm. nothing that they can do. The playing field is not level, but they act as if everything is normal. So he says, of course, Botswana, where he is celebrating its 50 years of independence. Botswana was a British protectorate.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that if the MDC continues with this tactics that are not working, it will be in opposition for 50 years.
Mm.
I think we have our yeah. second guest, Mr. Abednego.
Yes.
Bebe?
Yes, Honorable Bebe, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
No, very fine. How's Harare?
Well, I'm not in Harare today because remember, we've got a big function tomorrow and I'm in Bulawayo trying to make sure that things are in order and we are getting ready for tomorrow morning.
Perfect. So all roads lead to White City Stadium. Tell us a bit about this.
Well, as you are aware that we are a political party that is operating in a very much destroyed economy, where our economy cannot even sustain not even the simple livelihoods of a normal poor person. So in other words, we're a party operating in a void. We're a party operating where you find that the country cannot even use its own currency because of the inflation that we all know took place, and it actually eroded all our currency. At the same time, as well, you know, closing down industries, destroying people's hopes in finding new jobs. So because we are operating in that kind of an economy, we've got people that we believe and we are quite cognizant, and we've always proved that our people are resilient, and they are saying this is our chance. So we want to show the regime that once that you have destroyed our hope, we are still there to fight, and we want to fight to the end. So tomorrow, people are actually coming to recognize that the MDC was formed 17 years ago. I know some of the people will say MDC is coming to celebrate. No, we are not coming to celebrate this birthday. Actually, we are coming to recognize that very important day that MDC was formed to actually challenge ZANU-PF, which actually took over power in 1980. By the way, in 1980, we actually got our independence, but we did not is now time to try and come and showcase and remind people that, yes, you might have got your freedom from the former colonizers, but you have not yet got your, you might have got your independence, by the way, and you might not have not, we have not yet got your freedom. So it is time to fight. It is time to remind ourselves. It is time to reflect and say, come 2018, what best way forward can we use to make sure that we stop this madness?
But Mr. Bebe, your critics will say 17 years, you know, you are a political party. 17 years is just too much. And, you know, you like what our last caller said, you must change your tactics, not to give people more of the same.
Well, the truth of the matter is people that are desperate and angry will always expect anything that comes spontaneously. But if we look at the international trend of political parties that have been formed, there is no political party that has been formed and within 5 years or so they've actually got power. And that is history that can tell you that. So for people to expect miracles out of the Zimbabwe issue is a bit on the unfair side. Remember, ZANU-PF, which is giving us problems right now today, they actually had a protracted struggle fighting with guns against Smith's regime. Took them 15 years plus to achieve what they were fighting for. And for people now to expect, because they are desperate, to expect the opposition just to wake up tomorrow and be in power. It is easier, or it is the easiest way to get into power is for people to learn some of the, you know, hard way that they are being suppressed. And remember, in our African culture, we've got this saying that says, you know, even those currently that are in ZANU-PF that used to enjoy, you know, the corrupt proceeds of, you know, the ZANU-PF regime, are actually regretting today. So it is one of those things that we're saying. It is time now that Zimbabweans should see that it's not about, you know, the length of how MTC has stayed, but it is the experience that they've actually gathered for those 17 years. And I'm quite sure that this time around, come the 18th year, it is going to be a change. There is going to be a change in Zimbabwe. And if every Zimbabwean is willing to say, look, enough is enough, and I cannot. I see no way that the PF can come out of this quagmire. And if you look at the ZANU-PF itself, it is actually in tatters. For the first time in the history of ZANU-PF, we are seeing ZANU-PF in shreds. First, it was them firing Joyce Mujuru, who is actually giving them a headache right now. Secondly, it is the fact that ZANU-PF has got this current very serious infighting, which is actually even making the situation worse in Zimbabwe. It's actually worsening the economic situation in Zimbabwe. So we've got a weaker ZANU-PF. And why this is weaker, what we should just have to do, or what we are planning to do, is to make sure that we exploit on those weaknesses and make sure that we get the right result.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, lomnumzana ke uNdebele ukhona ngale ke eCulture Park obulawayo. Baba Ndebele, ungawutshona njani?
Sawubona.
Ye, kunjani Baba Ndebele?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mfana, kunjani baba?
Hayi, bhijana baba. Ye, ungathini ke iMTC 17 years yabunjwa, njalo kusasa ke kuyabe kukhona ngale eWatch City Stadium ukujabula kwabo ukuthi babone ukuthi kumele benzeni okulandelayo. Ungathini ke ngakhona ku ukuyakwenziwa MTC kusasa?
Yebo kambe. Okokuqala, ngizaqala ngokukuxwayisa wena ngokwakho ukuthi laba bantu abafonayo, abanye ungabaqumi, ubanike isikhathi eside, abanye ubanike isikhathi esifishane, ngoba basala bekhonona la usisuba njengani uyizanu le ebakhalisayo. Bekela bakhuluma abakufunayo, noma bekhuluma into ongayifuniyo, hhayi akula ndaba, anti ubavumele ukuthi bafone.
Hhayi, asibaqumi kangako. Esikwenzayo sikhangela isikhathi sethu ukuthi sibe njani. Yeqhubeka ba.
Yebo kambe, hhayi ngiyayisayela ihlombe ke iMDC ngalokho ekwenzayo. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi yiyo iphathi esiyibone eZimbabwe ikwanisa ukusukuma layo isenza okufaneleyo njengendlela elizwe likhangelwe ngayo ngabantu. Mina-ke hhayi, angisuke vele we-MDC, angisuke vele wezane. Mina nje ngingumuntu kazana nje kuphela. ukuthi ngiyathanda nje ukukhuluma ngezinto njengalezi manje zabanye laba bekhuluma.
Mhm.
Ikho ke hayi ke iyenze kuhle sibili. Kodwa engingani ngiyakusola kakhulu ngayo iMDC base. Ukuthi iyehlulekile emathebeleleni ukwenza izinto obemele izenze. Ngoba ithe ibuya iqalisa ilo Gibson Spanda. Yazoqamba amanje emathebeleleni isenzela kugeyina imemontana emam ebantwini. So ithethi ithole isupport ngoba yabuya yathola hayi mina maNdebele achawa ngeGraund umgabu yalizonda. So mina ngizabuya ngikhupha umgabu esihlalweni ngisekela nini. AmaNdebele wonke ashuma ngelizwe lilodwa hhayi ngemva kwezokweke MDC. Yikho la ibona bekhawa kangaka. So ithethi ngenile embusweni yaqalisa futhi ukuthi owekhaya ngwekhaya. OMDC ngwemdzini. Yaqhasa kwakhafula futhi amaNdebele asenanzelela amaNdebele ukuthi bona baluphini olubondisa ithwala eziko lusitha. Ngaso kuthiwa kulo sokudliwa lona soluseyaphoselwa ngale ngalani likhothwa izinja. Kathesi MDC angiyiboni mina ingaphumelela ukuthi indlela embusweni angiyiboni kuba losekelo ekade inalo ngesikhathi igcalisa ngoba yehlulekile ukusebenzisa abantu kade beyisekela kakhulu. Isendiso zayo ngokubona kwami yikho ke angikwazi kumbe izene elisayini yikho sokulokungamaqhinja qhinjana nje okuningi ukuthi kubambane labo okwisibonelo esihle gif khangela kathesi uTsvangirai uya ungumuntu owanikasezwa kuhle angithi ngemvukuzane yakhe le sinasimazele omsekeli wakhe uMakhube kodwa usesigijima wakhetha abangakibo ngale ababili ukuthi bahle bagqobe lumama ngapha. Into yonke le siyikhangele siyayibona siyakwazi futhi ukuthi ithoni. So mina engingakutsho nje ukuthi angibacela ihlombe ukuthi bazamile kodwa-ke engingakuqinisa nje uMakhube ukuthi into le yinto yangikhaya kayigacithende abantu laba abezohlala phansi lapha emakhokhoba sichawe sonke sithutheke sonke.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba isingazi ifoni yakho ngazani siqhuntekile uNdebele kodwa hayi sikuzwile kakhulu baba Ndebele okade ukutsho siyabonga kakhulu. So what you are saying is the MDC is okay to celebrate but it says it has failed literally to actually fulfill some of its promises in Matabeleland and it says this is worrying a lot of people and people really thought that the MDC was going to deliver in that region. So he says at the end of the day it appears as if Mr. Tsvangirai has also sidelined his deputy, that is Thokozani Kube. And, you know, he's saying that appointing the other two vice presidents was literally designed to sideline her. So this is the advice. He says Ms. Kube should leave the MDC.
Okay, we'll go back to Honorable Bebe later on, but let's just go back. Kuna vahama uskwa mchiripe iriparunare. Vahamauswa tiri kuona iko zvino izvi veMDC vari kushanda nevamwe vakaita sana mai Mujuru pasi pesangano reNERA. Izvi zvingabatsira here kuudza shanduko?
Ya, zvinobatsira neimwe nzira ndokunge vanhu ivavo vakabatana zvemazuro kwazvo. Asi tikatarisa mukushanda nekurarama kweZANU-PF tinoona kazhinji panoitwa mubatanidzwa wakadai uda kuvarwisa vanhu veZANU-PF vanenge vakutoenda mberi sezvambenge zvitaurwa nemumwe mutauro kuti vanhu veZANU-PF strategy yavo vari kuita kunge vakakwanisa kuisa marizoti avo pakutsvaga unyanzvi hwokuona kuti vanochengetedza sei masimba. Ndo chimwe chinhu chandinoona kuti chiri kuvawo chiri kushota kumabato ari kupikisa. Vanogona kuungana zvinoita asi chikonzi chinonyanyoneta ndechekuti vanhu ivava vanogona kunge vasina kubatana nemwoyo wese. Vari kubatana paNERA ndizvozvo asi after NERA hatizivi kuti vanhu ivava pachavo ya 2018 vari vachapinda here vakabatana pasarudzo chavo yamuna 2018 ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvinogona zvatinofanira kutarisa uye zvinofanira kutariswa nevanhu vemdc. Vanhu vemdc pavanobatana nevamwe ava vanofanira kuzivawo kuti mamwe mabato aya anouya kumdc kwete nechikonzero chekuti vanoda kufadza mdc kana kuti vanoda kuti vagohwina vagokunda sarudzo pamwe chete. Vanhu ava vanotodawo kushandisawo mdc kuti vashandise mdc sechidanho chavanogona kana chinoshandiswa kana seladha ravanokwira naro pamusoro. Saka mdc inofanira kungwara painopindawo mukushanda nemamwe mapato iwayo.
Tinotenda vahama Oscar. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Bebe before we take our caller so that he can address that friction that the caller said was created when Mr. Tsvangirai appointed Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Mr. Elias Mudzuri. Honorable Bebe?
Thank you very much. We take note because as a political party and as a leadership, when we are being criticized for things that have happened within our political party, we've got to listen and take note and say, yes, Zimbabweans are talking, we are listening, and we have taken note. I want to underline. The second thing is, at least when we take note about what the public is saying, we are saying, okay, we will try and, you know, try and find a way of justifying the, you know, the move that was taken by the president. But at least we still say, let the public judge us. Let them be the public court and give their verdict. We will then accept the verdict. Because in the process, we are not saying, you know, if things are happening, we are always doing the right things. We are doing things that maybe are the best out of, you know, the strategies that we have. But very few people might not agree with that strategy. So the best thing is, as we move forward, we've got to actually correct some of these strategies so that we are able to actually keep the party together. Said to say, yes, this decision that came in, it came in as a spontaneous decision that came in from, you know, the top leadership. And we are saying we'll then try and make sure that it cascades down to our structures, explaining those other issues so that first our structures should understand, then second, they will carry the right message when they talk to the public. Yes, you know, Zimbabwean politics is full of ethnic you know, innuendos. That we have always had, even in the time of, you know, ZAPU and ZANU and all other political parties that they formed. And one thing that I can underline is those ethnic innuendos came with ZANU-PF. And once we adopt the ethnic innuendos that came with ZANU-PF, we might face a situation where people might not end up seeing the difference between us and ZANU-PF. So that's one other evil that we have got to fight and make sure that we fight to destroy. And we will try by all means to fight to destroy it. And secondly, we are facing a monster that is or does not respect the constitution in the first place. And this monster is ZANU-PF. And our belief is some of these things that people are worried about. If we were to implement the devolution of power like it is in the constitution, it can actually, you know, eradicate some of these, you know, kind of perceptions that are being raised by the people. Because the central system itself is not a very good system. And the central system itself is actually prone to corruption. World over, any centralized system of oppression does actually create a system of corruption. Because you are centralizing decision-making, and at the same time, very few people make decisions. And the corrupt people always pounce on those few people that make decisions. But if you actually spread your decision-making process, it will be much, much difficult to actually corrupt because the system is spread out. So we still believe, and we are strongly believing, that once MTC comes into power, to try and defuse the ethnic problem that came with ZANU-PF, we have to quickly implement the devolution of power so that we give really power to the people in the regions, we give really power to the people in the provinces, and we give really power to the people in the districts. And once we have spread that power, some of these perceptions that we talk about will come to an end.
Of course, I will ask Mr. Amauskwa to talk about that. But tinemwe mutereri va mukomangoni muronda makadi kuBotswana.
Ndiripo makadi henyu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Ndimuri kupemberera independence.
Kuno kuri kupembererwa zvinofadza, zvinodakadza. Vanhu vanoratidza kuti vari kupemberera independence zviripo.
Kune vamwe vatungamiri venyika vauya here vakawandawo?
Vatungamiriri venyika vauya sezvo tisinga attendi zvedu asi tangodzwa kuti kune wekweda vauya Mr. Mbengegi that President Veda vanakuya.
Aiwa tinotenda. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya MDC yasvitsawo makore 17 iro gore rinei.
Varwa hondo varume ava ndo varume vanoratidza kuti vanoratidza chazvezvesa kuruling party. Which is very good. Tinovatsigira tichiti ndavaramba vachipfuurira mberi, but ininiwo ndinopo advice. Panguva yapfuura MDC payakanga vamwe vachiti vatsvangira vanhu vaifanira kuita step down, papinde mumwe president weparty. Ipapo tikatarisa Sata wekuZambia, akaramba achitungamirira party kusvikirira yahwina. Ndo chinoitika ndechekuti havasati vaakutonga vachiri opposition. So pane maprinciples ekuti mumwe akapinda anogona kunge asingazoiti zvakanaka kusimba sezvanga zvakaita vatsvangirai vatambura neparty. Otherwise nyaya inenge iripo ndeyekuti ngavarambe vari pamwe muparty kuitira kuti irambe yakasimba, asi vachizoitavo sezvavakaita kuisa vana Chamisa nana Mudzuri kunge vachivabatsira, asi ivo vari ndivo vari still vari pamberi vachifamba nengoro. Then again, panyaya yemaelections ye-2018, panofanira kunge pachigadziriswa nyaya ye-United Nations kuti mavotes aitwe paine international ngekiri vaobservers vanenge vachibatsira pamaelections, kuitira kuti nekuti munyika chamucha tikatarisa mune corruption yenyaya yemavotes kuti mavotes haazoitwi nemazvo chamucha. MuZimbabwe hamuna democracy kutaura chokwadi, asi kungoti MaZimbabwe tinongova vanhu vakadzikama zvikuru, tinorekomendwa nedzimwe nyika dzakawanda kuti tisi vanhu vanonyanya kuva sezvinoita kana vanhu vasouth africa vanekuti kana vaakudemonstrata. Tinoita zvinhu dzimwe nguva tichirangarira kuti takarwa hondo, of course yes, kudeura ropa hatiti, tinenge tichida zvinhu zviri fair, which is ruling party inenge yaakuita advantage yekuti isusu hatina zvatinoita, because vakanyatsodzidza vanhu vavo kuti vanhu vakaita sei havadi zvehondo, but ivo vanenge vaakuisa pamberi nyaya yekudeura ropa, which is not good. Saka but ini ndinotsigira kutemberera kwe-17 years kwe-MDC kuti kune zvine zvazvinoreva kwandiri kuti iparty iri kuratidza kuti ine power, ine kwairi kuenda, kune future kuvanhu nezvainopromisa. Because iri ruling party inoshandisa simba, ine nguva rekudaura ropa rekudini, ende ukaona vanhu kana vaakuita system iyoyo ende havaunzi kumapurisa vachisungwa, which is hapachisina chii, mahuman rights hapasina. Ndo maadvices andingangotaurawo, andingangotaurawo maererano nekusvitsa 17 years kwemdc.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamukoma ngoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda zvikuru Mr. Blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. There from Ngoni also in Botswana, he's saying that it's good that there is peace in Zimbabwe and the MDC has not resorted to armed conflict, but he's saying ZANU-PF is also taking advantage of that.
And I guess Mr. Tsvangirai actually addressed that in your interview that we had with him.
Yes. He said it doesn't work,
So people shouldn't miss that interview. I think it's a very critical interview, right?
Indeed. Coming up tomorrow, of course.
Yes. So before we take another caller, let's read some messages that are coming up on our Facebook pages. And one of them is from Tiriba Amwe Mashiba, who writes, the MDC has achieved a lot, mainly helping to build back the real sane electorate. Remember, it was denied its democratic right to govern when it won elections, but denied to govern. Then I've got Admire, who writes, the only achievement was their formation as it put to bed a one-party monopoly. And also during the inclusive government, life was better. Then I've got a nice one, Musarura, who writes, at least we enjoyed life when the MDC was in the inclusive government. Then at least you've got another message from Shepard, who says, MDC is better because during the inclusive government, all civil servants were paid in time and every Zimbabwean was able to look after himself or herself. People managed to build a better future. So ke sibe sithathe ke ucingo lapha ke. Nomzana Steven kunjani? Yeah, uphilile.
Android.
Yeah, akucho nasi ndaba.
Yeah, angazi ukuthi maybe ngizavanga iphuma endabeni like iMDC le iyakatsangira ile ikhulunywa emnyamhlanje.
Yes, khuluma ekatsangira iyo eKanyanzani kusasa iyabithakazelela u17 years less.
Oh. in that 17 years, but ngalenga gitile asibaboni labantu asibaboni thina siyathi ayizine Daniel Lutile MDC even ifike say 17 years asibaboni le gitile sibone izano iyo ifikawo lapha bawungakuthi member khona awuyitholi inkomo ngoba kunikezwe inkomo MDC azange siyibone thina.
Mhm. So
asazi ukuthi hello
kwenziwa kwini kono
niti lava MDC botswangira ina vanye lavo asibaboni le kitle sisibona izano kuphela lesi azazi ke ukuthi yona ngithi ithakazele i 17 years azazi ro inceda abanye kona le amashona le ndasazi
ye lapha sikhuluma ngangaphi ngechiredzi
eh echiredzi le imama usuka echiredzi usuka uye chikombezi uye malipati so uhambe straight so
mhm mhm
asibaboni asiyayisinceda ngaludo asibaziboni next mabangafika nje bangasinikeza iludo sibabone nje kube ku right
ye akubatshele phela batshele siloba ubhebhe la umtshele ukuthi
kwamanje kunjani baba bhebhe hallo baba bhebhe kunjani
ngiyaphila kakhulu malimami usebaliphathi malimami.
Ya sihlale malipati iMDC le asiboni le kithi lesihlukuluzwa ngezano nje isincitshe inkomo asiboni le iMDC le
hayi ngiyakuthembisa ke kuvele kulohlelo engilulungisayo oluzofika emalipati ikakhulu ama constituencies wonke ongu-4 awechirethi lukhona sibuluhlelo engikuthembisa lona ukuthi hayi ngilesifiso sokuthi ngihlangane la sesifika khona ngapha.
Okay. Ngiyabonga baba.
Ye, awubona ke usiyabuya khona ngabe ke ubhebhe lobe enqanga sozebuye lenkomo kodwa uyabuya lokwe MTC akuthembisa khona.
Okay.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu ke Steven.
Angibongile shap.
Yes, so that was Mr. Steven. You were saying that they haven't seen the MTC since its formation. So it's the only party that is visible in Chiredzi is ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF is denying them cows, you know, every time. So then he had to talk to Mr. Pepe, and Mr. Pepe actually promised him that they are about to get there.
Tombo dzokera kuna va hama uswa tichi tarisa iyo nyaya ye MDC nyaya yekuti pane ma splits aringa achitika yakuti vamwe vanenge vachizombobuda votakura mukwende voumba bato ravo handizvo here zvimwe zviri kudzorera bato iri kumashure.
Ya izvinodzosera bato kumashure zvakanyanya. And chimwe chinozobva choitika ndechekuti munoona kunyangwe vana vabhedhi avo nevamwe vavo pavanobvunzwa nyaya dzakaita seidzodzo dzekuti mubato hamuna kugadzikana kwakanaka, vanhu havakwanisi kudya mundiro imwe chete kubato rimwe chete iroro iro, vanoita kunge vanoitsikatsika nyaya iyoyo, asi inyaya iri yakanyanya kukosha uyezve inofanira kutaurwa nekuti inoita kuti vamwe vanhu vanga vachidawo kuvhotera bato iroro vanobva vati bato iri harina kurongeka. Saka zvinoita kuti kana muchinge mine kurwisana nekukakatirana kanenge kachiitika ipapo, vamwe vavhoti vaya vanga vasiri pashuwa kuti pachokwadi kuti vovhotera bato ripi kana ZANU here kana MDC, munoona vachizoenda kunovhotera bato riri kutonga kana kuti vanobva varega kuvhota. Tikatarisa muna 2018 munoona kuti vabiti vakanga vari kuministry yefinance, asi kurejestwa hakuna kuitwa zvakanaka sevanhu vekuvhota nekuti kwaive kusina, kwainzi hakuna mari. Asi mukatarisa vabiti vakatosiya mari yainzi yespecial drawing fund yakabva kuWorld Bank irimo mugovernment. Government yavamugabe payakahwina 2018 yakatokwanisa kubhadhara mari mamwedzi ekutanga nekuti vabiti vakanga vakaunganidza mari idzodzo. Asi vanhu haukwanisa kuti vabvise mari ibhadhare revanhu kuti vakwanise kuregista kuti vavhote. Then mukazotarisazve kukambena kwaita vatangirai muna 2018 vanga vasina mazvikwanisiro zvakakwana kuti vange vachifamba vachiitawo vachitsvaga rutsigiro sezvaiitwa nebato rekuZANU-PF. Saka kana vaine kurwisana ikoko kurikudzosera bato ravo zvakanyanyisa kumashure zvekuti ndochinhu chinofanira kuti chigadziriswe. Asi panoda kuti pange pachiongororwa kuti chiri kumbonyanyokonzeresa kuti vanhu ivava vamwe vabude chii. Nekuti zvikatariswa munoona kuti panenge panogona kuva neruoko rwebato riri kutonga ravamugabe. Vanogona kunge vaine zvavakaita nevakomana vamwe vanenge varimo ava vanobva vazoti vada kubuda. Saka tinozosara chitaurwa ndechekuti pane umwe aita humbimbindoga, asi nyaya zhinji inenge iripo ndeyekuti pane vamwe vanenge vakananzviswa zvavananzviswa kubato rezanupf. Saka vakunzi mimi madya izvi, saka takuchitibhadharaiwo nekuti mupwanye musangano wenyu. Saka ipapo panogona kunge paine vamwe vatengesi vanenge vari mubato umu. Ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvichiongororwa nebato naivo vana mukoma bhedhawa pavanenge vachifamba. Vanofanira kuona ndodha dzemusangano chaidzo dzakasimba kuti vanenge vasiri bugwara rimwe chete. Ndo saka paya paya ndambenge ndataura kuti kana MDC yaakufunga zvekunobatana nevamwe mapato aya, ngavarege kungomhanya sevasiri kuona kana kuti vasingatarise kumashure kwa. Ngavarege kukanganwa chazuro nehope, nekuti ndizuro vanhu vaifanira kunge vachirwa pamwe chete vakambobuda. Saka ngavangwarire pakuda kunyeberana kushanda nevamwe vavari kutaura ivava. Vanogona kuya vachidyarazve mhodzi dzinozokonzeresa kusapindirana kwakanaka mubato mavo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamauswa rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Of course he was addressing the issue of splits in the party and he's saying that you know, he's urging Mr. Bebe to address it fully as it has proved to be problematic, and he's also saying that when it comes to forming coalitions, you know, the MDC must also be always on its guard because it's not everyone who wants change or wants that party to be in power. So he's saying that they must thoroughly vet those that they are working with to avoid problems in future. Gibbs.
Let me have a quick one on the messages that are coming in on our live streams. I've got Frank who says, you're celebrating MDC? In most cases, MDC is boring. Then Peter says, happy, happy. And then I've got Innocent Maponga who says, they are still fighting. That's why I like them. But Farai Ndimba who says, this party is not brave enough to rule. Then we've got Blessing W. Mucheri, who writes US dollar. I think maybe let me go to Bebe very fast. Mr. Bebe, this last person who wrote here, Blessing W. Mucheri, says US dollar. And I guess maybe he's writing about the tag that the MTC has been given by ZANU-PF, that you are Western sponsored. And at the end of the day, you are not on your own. So how far have you gone with the kind of shaking off that kind of tag?
You know what? The problem is that we are being ruled by a political party that has always used propaganda. And we have a strategy that in Zimbabwe, we have got so many people that believe in propaganda or gossip. And they always like and enjoy listening to gossip. Why am I saying it's gossip? The very same ZANU-PF that we are talking about today, including ZAPU itself, for them to wage a protracted struggle that was successful at the Smith, they were being sponsored by the outsiders, particularly the West as well, and the Chinese, which are the Asians. So you cannot now say it is MTC's turn, you want them to get into power, and once they get assistance, moral assistance from other people, it then becomes wrong. That's ZAPU standards. It just shows that even Zimbabweans have actually been hooked into this belief of ZANU-PF that there's a party that is Western sponsored. To me, that kind of a statement shows that we still a long way to go to understand what it means to be a political party that is of sound, that has got policies that can be followed by people, and that has got the financial muscle to make sure that it supports its programs. And remember, there's no way you can want to be supported locally when, one, you don't have any industry. You've got people that, I mean, so many millions of people are not working, and those that are working are actually vendors. And can you think or can you imagine a political party that can be supported by vending? There's no political party that can be supported by vending. The truth of the matter is we have got sympathizers go all over the world, every political party that is there, except the well-established democracies like Washington, as we are in Washington. Those are the people that have got economies that can be able to support political parties. But any African country or an African political party or any other poor political, political party that comes from a poor country is always and will always be supported by the outsiders. And those are facts that cannot be denied. We cannot try and hide behind a finger and say something that is correct is wrong just because it has been said by those that are always, in their mouths, nothing correct, nothing truthful that comes into their mouth. So let's not listen to that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bebe. Of course, we have a message from one of our avid followers, Muzi Ncube. He says, if ZANU-PF had not rigged all the past elections, Zimbabweans would be enjoying 17 years of a progressive Zimbabwe under MDC that would have created employment for every citizen and a robust investment by now. So Muzi is blaming rigging. Mm-hmm. And tinamkoma Marvin vari parunhare South Africa. Makadi mkoma Marvin. Mukoma Marvin.
Koma blessing makadi iko koma blessing.
Hai wa tirinani pari sei pa Jona.
Joni darong.
Pari right hapo.
Ndoda kutenda mwari atungamira NDC onongosvika 17 years.
Mhm.
Yeah. Zvayachinja mumataundi apo neapo hungu zvino zvakatisuwo zvakasunga asi vatsvangirai vari kuedza nepavanokwanisa ndozouyazve nchiri kukorokotedza mastructures ese musangano yeMDC nekubatana kusvika pavasvika nhasi vese varipo vapenyu vashaya vese tongotirisa kuna Mwari asi totenda ne17 years dzatasvitswa nemusangano weMDC tichitungamirwa nababa tsvangirai tozoya tandozopedza ndichiti pavari kuti vari kusponzwa nemawest nekuti vataura kuti varikuda mareforms here ndokuti vanhu vataura vati vanenzara makudanzo vari kusponzwa ndozvatisingati isaibhora tiende kumaelection zvinhu zvingori 50-50 munhu hakuna anoda MDC inoenda kumaelection ina zero umwe munhu ane 1 million inotanga kubvisa ipo papo ichikwira masoja nemaiwero avavhota kudhara what do you mean? You know what this investment is in this group and they were still good for a number of my MPs. Kunga hili pa oji hili mpala mendiri mwa tozi tenda zo vitu wa nana ni top 6 baona na mkoma bebe ya to tenda bazara muru bita zo iti sinufara na aru chairo hati tino shika chete to tenda mkoma blessing.
Tino tenda mkoma Marvin, you must be an MDC supporter. It is urging his fellow comrades to keep on keeping on. We have a message gives from Mbinganyi Abvane, who says, what is your number if I want to speak? The number, Mbinganyi, is 001-202-619-2077. The number, once again, 001-202-619-2077. We also have Mr. Hamos, or we have some more.
Yes, of course, some more messages. We've got Farum Lalazi, who says, I'm watching live from Tanzania. Then we've got General Isaac Wekwa Mutasa, watching from Sweden. He says, the MDC has contributed a lot to the political landscape, given the tough environment and limited democratic space in Zimbabwe. Congratulations, MDCT, Aluta Continua. Then we've got Rotwell Kutsai Mutuba, who says, congratulations, Machinja Oye. And then we've got another message from Yolam Chidonga from Mozambique, who says he's proudly Zimbabwean and is a Christian and non-politician. But he says, congrats. Then Imelda Chicks says, congratulations, MDC, T. And then Constance Morinda, well said, Mr. Pepe. He's praising Pepe there.
We also have Yolam Chidonga. He says, I'm listening from Mozambique, proudly Zimbabwean. I'm a Christian and non-politician. Rodwell Kudzai Madua says, congratulations. Those are, and someone yes. is following from Germany.
Oh, yes. So let's go to Mr. Ama Uswa. Just less than a minute, your last word.
Hello?
Your last word, Mr. Ama Uswa.
Yeah, my last word is that congratulations to the MDC for reaching 17 years, but we say it is important to look back, to reflect on the mistakes, to reflect on the opportunities.
Thank you, thank you.
And also especially reflecting on the current
developments that are taking place so that they can seize the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Hamauskwa. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but we want to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Shakespeare Hamauskwa, from Mlungushi University in Zambia, and also MDCT Organizing Secretary, Mr. Abed Nikobebe. Thank you to our listeners, our viewers, and those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And we want to thank our producers and engineers, signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.